The coal sector has experienced relatively lower prices to last year for a number of reasons, but longer term, it's widely understood to be an endangered sector because it's seen as a dirty fossil fuel which economies need to work out of their industrial processes. Well, to enlighten us a bit on the sector and its challenges, I'm joined on the line by Riaan Koppeschaar. He's the financial director at Exxaro. Thanks very much for joining us, Riaan. What have the international dynamics of supply and demand for coal looked like this year? And relative to the previous year, how has the price behaved?
So firstly, the price this year, year to date, has been lower compared to 2018. It's a variety of factors. So firstly, in the international thermal coal markets, a lot of substitution for gas has taken place. So especially in Europe, instead of supplying coal power through coal, they're supplying power through gas. Mm. So that is one of the dynamics. And then secondly, also in the northern hemisphere, the winter has been warmer than previously. So all of that did have a negative effect on coal prices. And then also a bit of supply and demand. We think there is a bit of oversupply in the market at the moment, about 20 million tons of coal or so.
Mm. So locally here at home, what are the dynamics? I take it that Eskom is by far the biggest off-taker or user or buyer of coal. And who else is in the market for buying coal?
Yeah, so you're right. So domestically, Eskom, they're the biggest buyer. But then we also supply to some of the other industries, for instance, the cement industry, the platinum smelters, the ferrochrome smelters but by and large, Eskom is the biggest offtake.
Hmm. What are the main factors that typically drive costs for a coal producer? Of course, we know electricity is one of them.
So a big component is wages. As you know, normally the rate of inflation on wages is higher than CPI. And then also stuff like, for instance, the diesel price. Many of the mines run on trucks that use diesel. And then maintenance, maintaining your fleet, your plant, that is also a big component of your cost base.
Mm. It's known that coal's days are numbered because, you know, it's seen as globally as a dirty fossil fuel. And the South African government has pledged, along with a number of other countries at the Paris Climate Conference, that it would cut carbon gas emissions drastically by around 2025, 2030, somewhere there. So as you factor in these realities, how does that inform your business strategy going forward as a coal producer?
So you are right. I think how we at Exxaro view it, firstly, I think what we must accept in South Africa is that coal will still form part of the energy mix for a long time. Mm. You know, it's not practical to just switch off coal and then the next day you replace it with renewables. So definitely coal will still form part of the energy mix. But I think what you will see in South Africa is, firstly, there might not be new coal-fired power stations being built and commissioned. And then secondly, as Eskom decommission the older power stations.
Yes.
They will not be replaced with coal stations, but probably with renewable stations.
Given the concerns around the coal industry, its impact on the environment, health effects and so on, do you see companies like yours introducing carbon cleaning technologies in the process of producing coal in order to be able to sell, in inverted commas, a cleaner product? And if you were to go down that route, would it be very expensive at an operational cost level?
Yeah, so at the moment, I think our view is what we see elsewhere in the world, the carbon, what they call carbon sequestration mechanisms, are fairly expensive. Now, it's not to say that the cost of the technology will not come down over time, but as we sit here, for us and for the power stations, it's probably too expensive. So if you compare that cost to the cost of other technologies, carbon sequestration is just too expensive at this point.
Yeah. Mpumalanga seems to be the heartland of the coal industry, and obviously there's a whole economic ecosystem that relies on the industry. What do you envisage will happen when that material decline for coal happens, whether it's in 20 or 30 years? What happens to the jobs, and what alternatives will there be in the job market for people, do you think?
Yeah, so I think that will be part of the industry and also of government's responsibility to make sure that there's a plan to ultimately transition. So to the extent that there is job losses in the coal industry, I think it's incumbent on us to reskill the people to be able to take jobs in the other sectors, you know. So obviously if you've got the renewable energy, there will be construction taking place in those sectors.
Yes.
Jobs will be created in that sector. So I think we will have to transition the people into these new type of jobs.
Yeah, I've seen that there's this term, just transition, which is being bandied about. But as much as you talk about government, the government's responsibility and all of that, are there conversations being had? Are there plans being formulated at the industry and government level?
Yeah, look, obviously I think industry and government is aware of it. And there are discussions taking place that there must be a reskilling of people and then there must be a transition. So definitely these discussions are taking place.
Hmm. What are your thoughts, Rian, about it seems as though, even though they haven't clearly said it, it seems as though our commercial banks in South Africa are not going to be very supportive of backing any coal type of investments going forward. Do you think that then spells the death knell of the coal sector?
No, look, firstly, I think most of the local banks in South Africa expressed the view that they may not support new coal-fired power stations. But for the coal mining industry per se, I think there's quite a lot of support.
Mm.
And I also think that the bank's point of view is not that they will never finance a coal-fired power station again. If that coal-fired power station comes with cleaner technology that reduces emissions on a net basis, I'm almost sure that they will still look at it.
Hmm. Going forward, Rian, I know it sounds nonsensical, but do you see yourselves one day perhaps producing 50% renewable energy stuff and 50% coal?
Yeah, it could happen. As I say, over a period of time, as coal is decommissioned and new coal generation capacity is required, I think it will be replaced by other technologies. So you could definitely, in future, over the medium to longer term, see a scenario where the renewable energy is a much bigger part of the energy mix.
That was Rian Koppeschaar. He's the financial director at Exxaro.